This is Audible.
Welcome to Sell or Be Sold audiobook. This was written and narrated by Grant Cardone, New York Times bestselling author. By the way, that's me. I'm your friend in sales and in business. Since writing my first book, Sell to Survive, which was self-published, by the way, I have written three other books, The Closer Survival Guide, If You're Not First, You're Last, which, by the way, was a New York Times bestseller, and The 10X Rule. People say that book is magical. It's the only difference between success and failure is whether you set goals that are 10 times what you have been setting and then do whatever it takes and create an action plan to exceed these 10X ambitions, which, by the way, I used the 10X Rule to land my TV show called The Turnaround King. Well, as I wrote these four books, I learned a great deal about what people could actually use in the books, what was working in the book. And because of the input that I got, particularly from the first book, 2008, Sell to Survive, I learned what was needed that may have been missed in the first rendition of this book. This book has been through three other renditions now, Sell to Survive. It's never been in a bookstore, yet it reached the top 1% of all self-published books by word of mouth alone. So what I did was, and because of the comments, because of questions from thousands and thousands of people about Sell to Survive, as the economy collapsed and people started looking for new ideas and they were actually using the information in this book, many of you maybe that are listening to this today called in with questions, comments, concern, said, hey, look, that book turned my sales career around. I mean, we've had hundreds. I can't tell you, this is not an exaggeration. Hundreds and hundreds of people say this book, Sell to Survive, turned their sales career around in 2008 and 2009 when, by the way, the economy was collapsing around them. It was collapsing around me and my family and my business. So I know how important and vital this book was to figure out, hey, who is a salesperson? Who does selling affect? How do you sell in a marketplace where there's no free credit? And I want to tell you, I believe that this book, Sell to Survive, is the most important book written on selling in the last 50 years. Anyone that's interested in making their dreams a reality, their dreams become something that you can actually sink your teeth into and either spend or invest or build a company around, that book, Sell to Survive, was vital. What I've done now is take Sell to Survive and expand it to handle some of your questions and came out with a book called Sell or Be Sold. And that's what you're listening to today. This is Sell to Survive on steroids. This is Sell to Survive, but we've taken all the questions, the thousands of you that have written in and said, man, why don't you write something on this topic and on how to handle this objection? And what about, and we've covered those questions that so many of you on Twitter and Facebook, YouTube have either commented on or asked about in seminars, live events, speaking events, private events, public events, and on all the social mediums. This book is called Sell or Be Sold. How to get your way in business and in life. I hope you enjoy it. I'll be reading this to you. By the way, when you're using the book, at the end of each chapter of the book, there are questions. When you're listening to the audio, you're going to find content in this audio that is not in the book because I'm going to start ripping off here. I'm going to start ripping and even giving you more than the expanded version of Sell to Survive, which is now Sell or Be Sold. So I don't want you to confuse yourself. Okay. MP3, you might be listening on MP3. You might be in your car right now. You might be at your house. Make sure you immerse yourself with this content. Make sure that you you don't drink Kool-Aid with me, baby. I want you to swim in the Kool-Aid, inject it in your arms, spike both your arms, IV up your legs, swim in it, immerse in it. And I promise you, Sell or Be Sold, book and audio, MP3. CD, however you're listening to it, I'm streaming to you from some universe, will make you a master at the art of selling. Why sell or be sold? Look, every person is constantly either being sold something or selling something. What end of this equation, this calculation, do you want to be on? Do you want to be the seller? Oh, but Grant, I'm not a salesman. I'm not a sales type, Grant. Good. Okay, so if you're not going to be the seller, then you're being sold too. Every person is constantly either selling something, whether you know it or not. It is happening every second, every minute, every hour of every day of every year. You're either going to do the selling. If you're an artist, you're going to get a job or you're not going to get a job. You're trying to write a book. Writing a book is not difficult. Selling the book is difficult, right? Look, it's either a product, a service, Maybe it's simply your viewpoint, an idea you have. You're trying to get your girlfriend or boyfriend to go eat at a different place or go do a different thing. Or maybe you're trying to get your kids to finally move out of the house and go get a job or go to school or get better grades. Whatever it is, look, everybody sells. The fact that you don't have a business card that says salesman, you're not selling cars or plumbing or contracts or mortgages. Look, you're selling something every day. I just met with three bankers this morning, not in the book, by the way. Just met with three bankers this morning. I'm like, they came in, they saw what we were doing in our sales meeting and our morning meeting. And they're like, man, dude, how do I tap into this? These are a bunch of old, crusty bankers. I'm like, you guys don't know anything about selling. That's the problem with banking. You only do good when the economy does good. And then when the economy goes to hell, your businesses shrink. When the economy gets good, you expand again. I said, you guys don't know anything about selling the second sale. You don't know how to pitch people. You don't know how to sell. You don't know how to negotiate. You don't know how to close. All you know how to do is be in a position to just wave a big stick. You want the loan or not? If you want the loan, that's the terms. And nobody likes you. People hate bankers, right? Why? Because you don't know how to sell your proposition. And these guys are like, man, you're right. By the way, I sold them all four of my books and got a speaking gig because I showed them the difference between selling one thing, closing a deal, completely different. And they're like, well, how's that different? I'm like, because you didn't even come in here. You sold your company, told me how great you are, told me you've been around 125 years. Why didn't y'all bring a proposal in? Oh, you're going to say you didn't do that because you don't know what kind of loan you can give me on this property. So what? Assuming, Grant, the loan does this. Assuming your finances say that. Assuming these things, we want to do business with you today. Hey, why don't you sign right here and we'll get started on it. They didn't even bring that material. Third book I wrote was If You're Not First, You're Last, which is a book about pipelines. And I'm like, you guys, you don't know how to keep your pipeline full. And the banker looked at me and says, that's the book we need. I said, no, dude, you need them all, bro. You need them all. Because if you don't have somebody to sell and can't close them, and then you sell them and close them, you need a pipeline full so that you can get to the next person. The last thing you need to know how to do is how to take action. This is what every business person needs to know. So why should you read this book, listen to this audio program? Why should you pay attention to me right now? Look, it doesn't matter whether you're a banker, a plumber, an actor, a parent, a boyfriend, girlfriend. If you want what you want and you don't want to give up and you're willing to do whatever it takes, you must learn, sell, communicate, present, market, brand yourself, close the deal, fill your pipeline back up and keep taking actions and stay motivated every day. Most people have no idea how much their lives depend on the skill of selling. And even fewer people know the formulas, exact formulas, techniques, and laws. That's right, laws. There's laws and rules of selling. There's things that you can do that actually make selling successful more often than not. The first thing you will learn in Sell or Be Sold is how absolutely vital selling is to your success, your career, your business, your money, your family, your self-esteem. You have to learn how to sell or be sold, right? Even my self-esteem is connected to my ability to get my way in life. If I get my way more often than not, will my self-esteem go up? Sure it will. Secondly, you'll learn very simple and very basic principles in addition to taking care of your family, taking care of your self-esteem, taking care of your business, making your dreams come true. You will learn very simple and basic principles that will make you an expert, a professional, a ninja, a killer, a master at getting others to agree with you and support you, not just buy from you, but agree with you, support you, assuring that you will accomplish what you want in any situation. Take a close look at any successful person, and I guarantee you, they are experts at getting others sold on them as leaders and on their ideas. You understand? Everybody's a leader, right? If my kids follow me, I'm a leader in that moment. If I convince the bank to do a loan with me and give me a little more money at a lower rate, I am a leader at that moment. You understand? See, what am I telling you right now? I'm telling you, look, if you're selling, you're selling. If you don't know you're selling, you're being sold too. It's going to happen either way. When I get my way, I'm leading. You don't need to call me the president to be a leader. I don't need to be the CEO to be the leader. I don't need to be the manager to be the leader. Dude, if I'm getting my way, I'm leading others. See, selling's connected to everything you do, every breath you take. It's connected to your survival, your self-esteem, your business. I'm not talking about a salesman here. Sell or Be Sold is about life. Take a close look at any successful person. I guarantee you they are experts at getting the world sold on them as leaders, as opinion leaders, as ideas that are strong, that should be paid attention to. That's what a salesperson does. That's you. These people successfully sell others, get others sold on their point of view, to a point that people are willing to actually support this person, to get behind this person, and to make this person's ideas a reality. Isn't that what you want? No success that you find in life will ever be achieved without being able to sell, convince, persuade another to support you in your ambitions. The ability to get others to believe in you and to be sold on you is the true secret to success. If there is any secret to success, this is it. The ability to get others sold on you, on your ideas, on your ambitions, to support you, willingly support you, not forcibly. This is the critical point that ensures your dreams become reality and that you get what you want in life. What am I talking to you about right now? I'm talking to you about why you must pay attention to this book and this program. Sell or be sold. It's about your life. It's not about a business. It's not about a job. It's not about a business card. Selling is critical and vital. In selling, like in all games, there are precise formulas. There's rules. There's technology. There's formulas that will ensure your success. That's what this book's about. Do you know the rules of persuasion? Do you know when you're violating the rules? God, if you don't know when you're violating the rules, do you know when you're guaranteed an agreement? Like you literally sit down with somebody and you're like, I know for sure 100% of the time I'm going to get an agreement. I know the exact steps. Do you know the exact thing you have to say to get someone to say yes to you, to agree with you? Do you know the exact strategies to make sure that things don't get volatile? And when they do get volatile, how to like diminish that to nothing? Do you know that every person has a power base? You have a power base and you're not using it. Do you know who they are, the exact names, where to start? Do you know how to keep your attitude so freaking positive like mine is right now? Like I am super jacked today. I know how to actually change my attitude. Make it so positive that it causes others to be sold on me and want to follow me and want to do what I want to do. Do you know how to do that? Do you know why people act so strange around money? Do you know why your customers get so freaked out and can't make a decision? Oh my God, the budget, we don't have the money, we can't pay that. That's. Do you know why people act so weird about money? Do you know the give, give, give rule? That single rule that I promise, if you can learn this, will make you a millionaire or a multimillionaire. You need to know these things. You must know these things in order to accomplish the things you want in your life. The secrets to ensuring your success are outlined in Sell or Be Sold, and I share very, very simple, basic life experiences so that you too can reap the fantastic rewards you deserve. It wasn't until I learned these rules in Sell or Be Sold that I share with you today that I was able to start slowly, diligently, and over a long period of time starting to get my way in life. I like that. I like getting my way in life. I got to tell you, I like winning in the marketplace. I like understanding the rules and being in control. And I'm sure you do too. When you start applying the truths in Sell or Be Sold, you will immediately start getting results. Immediately, not later. And as you get better and grow better and use the exercises and immerse yourself in Sell or Be Sold, I guarantee you, you will attain a winning seat in both life and in business. Be assured that in every exchange in life, in every encounter with another human being, whether it's on the phone, an email, a post on Facebook, in every encounter with a human being, there is somebody doing the selling or a person being sold on the selling. In the most mundane situations in life, I promise you, you must take this position that someone, this mental position that, oh, I'm either doing the selling or somebody's selling me. I'm watching the news. They're selling me. I'm watching a movie. Leo's selling me. I'm making a movie. I need to sell other people on giving me the money for a ticket. You get it? Simply put, you're either getting your way or you're not. That's what selling is. I get my way or I don't get my way. Okay, that's why people don't like selling, is because they don't get their way much. The degree that you're able to sell others, get others excited, get others supporting your ideas and dreams, financing your ideas and dreams, putting energy and resources behind your ideas and dreams, to the degree that you can do that, you will succeed in life to whatever desires you have. This is called selling. This is that bad, ugly thing called selling. And you cannot be successful, regardless of your career, technology, medical, pharmaceutical. I don't care what you're in. Plumbing, contracting, real estate, commercial, bankers, whatever you're in. Dude, at the end of the day, your success in your politics, your success is, regardless of your career, you will not be successful without knowing this skill called selling. Which is what? Really, what is it? Communicating, persuading, positioning, attention, marketing, promoting, branding, right? The principles of selling apply to every person, all people, all races, all businesses, whether you're the shipper, the receptionist, the sales manager, the business owner, the mother, the wife, the husband, the uncle, the aunt, whatever. Dude, look, you're selling. You're going to be in a position where you have to sell. The principles of selling, there's principles, apply to all people and all aspects of life. Your ability to sell determines how fulfilling your life will be, how great your career can get, how much money you will have. This book, Sell or Be Sold, will show you how to create the kind of life you deserve, kind of life you once dreamed of, and the kind of life somebody, baby, somebody gonna get the life you used to dream of. Why not be you?
Selling, a way of life. Selling is a prerequisite for success. Selling impacts every person on this planet. Your ability or inability to sell, persuade, negotiate, and convince others will affect every area of your life and will determine how well you will survive. No matter your title or position in life or what your role is in a company or on a team, you will at some point have to convince others. Your ability to do so will impact you in a way that will determine the very outcome of your life. Selling is used every day by every person on this planet. No one is excluded. Selling is not just a job or a career. Selling is essential to the survival and well-being of every living individual. Your ability to do well in life depends on your ability to sell others on things in which you believe. You need to know how to negotiate and how to get another's agreement at some point in your life. The ability to get others to like you, to work with you, to want to please you determines how well you survive. Selling. It's not just a job. Selling is a way of life. Merriam Dictionary, selling, the action of persuading or influencing another to a course of action or to the acceptance of something. Who does this not impact? When I say selling, I'm talking about anything having to do with convincing, persuading, negotiating, or just simply getting your way. This could include debating, getting along with others, exchanging goods or services, convincing a girl to go out with you, buying or selling a home, closing the bank to give you a loan, starting your own business, persuading others to support your ideas, or getting a customer to buy a product from you. It is said that the number one reason a business or individual fails is because it is undercapitalized. The truth is, business fails first and foremost because their ideas were not sold quickly enough in quantities great enough. And therefore, that company ran out of money. No business owner can build a business without understanding this critical element called selling. Think of any action in life, and I assure you that there's someone at one end or the other trying to persuade the outcome. The golfer has a 6-foot putt. He putts the ball and then does everything he can in his powers to persuade that ball to go into the hole. He talks to it. He pleads with it. He makes motions with his hands. He might even whisper a little prayer, ball, please drop. All the while, his opponent stands across from him doing the exact opposite. This example only demonstrates that every one of us is always trying to influence a certain outcome. I'm trying to influence a certain outcome, which is what selling is. The degree to which you can influence the outcome of events in your life is the determining factor of your success. For those who don't want to trust the outcome to their fate, to pleading, to wishing, praying, hoping, you must learn this thing called selling, and persuasion and convincing, and learn to do it successfully. No matter who you are or what you do, you're selling something. It doesn't matter whether you know it or not, or whether or not you call yourself a salesperson, because you're either selling something or someone is selling you. Either way, one of the parties is going to influence the outcome, and it will either be you getting your way or them getting theirs. A sale is made in every exchange of ideas, every exchange of communication, a sale is made every time. There's no exception. Deny it if you will, but that won't change the facts. You're a salesperson and you're one every single day of your life. From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, I assure you that you're trying to get your way. The fact that you don't have the title of salesperson or that you aren't being paid a commission is only a technical issue. You are still a salesperson, and commissions come in many forms. The commission. Speaking of commissions, every time you get your way, you've been paid a commission. Not just money. I get my way. It's a commission. The commission in this case was getting my way. Getting your way. You had to sell someone on that idea to get your way. See, not all payments in life are monetary. Some of the greatest, most incredible achievements I've had in my personal life had nothing to do with money. Recognition for a job well done is a commission. A raise or a promotion at work is a commission. Gaining new friends. Wow, what an incredible commission to get new friends. Getting votes for a project you're pushing forward on, while it might not include money, it is still a commission. You know, I find it comical when people tell me, I could never be a salesperson because I could never work on commission. And I'm like, what do you mean? Your entire life is a commission. There's no salary guaranteed in life. There's no promise of money. The whole world's on commission, and the whole world is required to sell. It has been said that the best things in life are free, but I don't agree with that. The best things in life are those things that come as a result of a commission for some extra, well-done effort. Happiness, security, safety, a great home, a great family, love, confidence, friends, your church, your community, on are all commissions for someone's hard work at selling others on a better way of life. True love. The ultimate commission is rewarded to those who find the right partner, sell that partner, take care of that partner, continue to create that relationship, and keep it growing. See, there's no guarantee in life that you'll be loved. There's no guarantee that a relationship will get you love. First, you've got to persuade the person to take interest in you. Then you have to find out what they want and what makes them happy. Then you have to produce that and keep producing it. But somewhere along the line, you had to sell the other person on the idea that you're the one and that they can trust you to create a life with you. If you succeed and exceed the person's expectations, you will be guaranteed and assured the commission of love. Health. Health is not a guarantee in life. Health is a commission as well. See, health is a commission for taking care of yourself and your mind. When a person successfully sells himself, let's say, on eating right, working out, and taking care of his attitude, he will be rewarded with a commission of having good health. You have to sell yourself on being healthy. It just doesn't come to you. The great benefit of children. What an incredible commission. A commission of sorts, and it is not a guarantee to every marriage. You still have to convince your partner to have sex with you. And even marriage doesn't guarantee you sex. If you can't close your partner on wanting to have sex with you, look, you won't get the great commission of the pleasure of sex or the creation of children. Once you've had the kids, you have to keep selling. Once you've had the kids, they're being sold all the time or they're selling you. Concepts like discipline, work ethic, education, manners, homework have to be sold to the children. If you don't do the selling, trust me, they will pound you with a sale of their own. Kids are the best salespeople on planet Earth. Look, they're passionate, they're relentless, they're completely unreasonable, and they're persistent closers. They're able to break down their parents' resistance until they absolutely get what they wanted. See, that is selling, and that is a life that will be full of passion like a child lives life. See, the point is, if you haven't gotten it already, selling is about life. And every area of your life involves selling. The more consistently you can win at selling, the more commissions you'll be rewarded with in life. So get it. Get it big. Everyone on this planet is involved in selling. There are no exceptions to this law. You're involved in selling every minute of every day. If this is somehow distasteful to you, or you have disdain for this thing called selling, then you have misunderstandings about selling. When I say selling, do you think of fast-talking swindler who can sell anything to anyone? Maybe you immediately get an image of a guy who's confrontational or high-pressure type. See, both of these images are only negative extremes of this thing called selling and in no way incorporate the skills of a true salesperson. Confrontation and pressure, for instance, are the attributes of the amateur who doesn't truly understand sales and resorts to unpleasant tactics that feel forceful. When I'm discussing sales in this book, I'm referring not only to the professional, paid, career salesperson, but I'm also talking about the everyday use of the basic persuasion skills and how you can use them to get your way in life. Now, to do this, you have to beware of false data. There's tremendous amounts of false information regarding this area called selling that made you feel not good about it in the first place. See, the subject of selling, like any other subject, is full of false information that has been perpetuated over the years. Many areas of life have false information where you might be struggling. This false data may be partly responsible for the bad impression of this profession and this very needed, vital life skill. False data is information that is not factual, but which is suggested about something or someone and then is passed along. It is agreed upon and used as truth when it is not. False data, I'm going to say that again, it's an agreed upon piece of information. It's passed on as the truth, but it is not. For instance, most of my life I wanted to own real estate and have had a particular interest in buying apartment buildings. When I first got started, most of the people talked about, oh my gosh, apartments, you know, owning apartments is a nightmare, and that I would have difficulties with tenants at midnight and the plumbing would leak and you'd get phone calls. Well, the truth is, while tenants would obviously get upset if their plumbing was leaking, rightly so, it is false data about owning apartments that actually causes people to lose interest in ever buying them. I've owned over 2,500 apartments in multiple states, and trust me, the renter is not the problem with owning real estate. Not having renters is a problem. Leaky faucets is just an issue to deal with. You see the difference? Of course, there are problems with owning apartment buildings, but so what? I assure you that the problems are minuscule compared to the rewards I have personally received. People who knew very little about buying these apartments promoted this false data to me as an excuse for them not buying their own apartments. The whole subject of money is full, just loaded with false information, most of which is passed on by people that give advice on money, on TV, the radio, newspapers, and in books. But these same people don't have any money themselves. See, when I first started my first business, almost everyone told me, oh my gosh, it's going to be difficult. How difficult the startup would be, how much money it would take, how risky it was, and how few businesses make it. None of these people had ever actually started a business in retrospect. I look back and see that they didn't start a business, but they had plenty of advice to give me. That data disregards all the successful stories of people like me who started their own business and were successful. See, I later started another company. This next company required me to take on a partner in order for me to start it. Multiple people suggested to me while I was considering this that, hey, Grant, most partnerships don't work out. Well, I can only tell you that while partnerships may be difficult, this business would have been impossible for me to operate without a partner. Oh, and by the way, that particular partnership has lasted almost 15 years now, and we've closed it on a handshake. People tend to form opinions and give advice and pass on myths where they don't personally have any experience. Much of the data, false data, they pass along hasn't been fully inspected for truth, even though it's being passed on as the truth. Take urban legend, for example. A guy will swear to you that it was a friend of a friend's sister that disappeared on prom night 20 years ago and how her ghost now hitchhikes along the lonely road between town and the old cemetery. You'll hear the same story in multiple cities across the country. If you ask him to give you specific names and dates, he won't be able to provide them. Yet just moments ago, he was passing on these falsehoods as truth, and he did it with passion. Many years ago, I was told not to move to California. I was living in Houston, Texas at the time, and I just had this craving to live on the West Coast, and I'd never even been there, and I was telling people, I want to go to California, and these people started telling me, oh my gosh, it's so expensive, and they would tell me that the people in California are strange. Well, people who never lived in California were giving me this advice. They had only read about it in a newspaper or seen it on some gossip TV show. The same phenomenon occurs with sales. Let me just go back to California. There are strange people that live there, trust me. And it is expensive, but it's worth living there. It's worth having the experience, and I'm glad I didn't listen to them. This same phenomenon of false information, false data, occurs with sales and has given the entire profession and the skill itself a bad name. You know, it's such a shame because everyone needs the skill of selling to get along in life. And the profession itself offers incredible amounts of freedom and phenomenal amounts of financial benefits. People continue to pass on the false information that selling is hard, that it's difficult to depend on commissions, that selling is sleazy, that you'll have to work long hours, it's not dependable, and you can't rely on the income. And it's not considered a real job, by the way. While this may be true for some, it may be true for you. It's not the reality of those who know what they're doing. Most of the images people have regarding a topic are very rarely ever based in reality. Certainly, any negative image you might have had about salespeople would be based on the past, right? If you have a negative image, it had to come from the past. It's not coming from the future. Your considerations aren't even relevant to the present because they are in the past. If I'm talking about selling or persuading or negotiating and you get an image of a past experience or something you were told about a salesperson and you're no longer involved in the present conversation because of that, you get this? I tell you about sales. You have a negative image. Comes from the past. You're not really even communicating with me anymore. You're relying on some past decision, some advice, or some opinion for your information. All images based on the past have very little value in the present and definitely no value in creating the future. This is very, very important. All images based on the past have very little value in the present and definitely no value in creating a future. Selling, critical to survival. And when I'm talking about survival, I'm not just talking about getting by, I'm talking about prospering. See, regardless of your preconceived opinion, your idea, or value that you might have regarding sales and salespeople, you need to fully adopt, completely embrace that you're going to have to sell no matter your position or your job in life. Whether you're rich or poor, male or female, on salary or commission, you're always selling something. Or you're selling an idea to someone in order that you advance survival. There's no exception to this rule and no way to escape the fact. That doesn't mean that you'll start wearing polyester slacks and white patent leather shoes and talking fast and pressuring people. Take a moment to consider all the different roles you play in life. Let's say you came up with a wife. I'm a wife. I'm a partner. I'm an employee. I'm a mom. These are different roles you have. Teacher, church member, neighbor, friend, writer, PTA president, whatever. I want you to look at each of these roles. And most people have multiple roles in life. I want you to take and observe how selling is involved in each one of those. Maybe selling isn't your full-time career. Maybe you don't get paid a monetary commission to sell a product. Maybe you don't even have a business card that calls you a salesperson. But I assure you that you'll see how selling will impact your success in each of your roles in life more than any other single ability you have. The receptionist who wants a raise, the actress who wants the part, the guy who wants the girl, all rely on selling themselves, whether they know it or not. A professional salesperson, the career, the guy with the business card that says salesperson, see, he depends on sales for his livelihood and definitely needs to know how to do this thing called selling. Something as simple as driving to work, you do it every day, and then you want to get off the freeway. You will have to negotiate and sell the other drivers without talking. You will have to sell the other drivers so you can actually access the off-ramp. When you find yourself buying a house, for instance, and trying to convince the seller to sell at a lower price, you're not buying, you're selling. When you go to the bank to get a loan, you will be selling the bank on why you should be given a loan. The actor goes to an audition and hopes, wishes, and prays to get the part. Well, no matter how well prepared that actor is, they would be better able to convince the director that not only he or she can act, but he or she is the right person for that part. See, you have to start preparing now because there's no way to avoid the fact that you'll need this skill to survive and do well in life. The skill of sales is so critical to a person's survival and prosperity, I don't understand why it's not required study at school. The fact that it isn't taught in school, that it isn't required or even offered, only further indicates the immense value of those that take the time to learn the skill. See, it's my observation that the most important skills needed in life are not taught in school. I spent 17 years getting a formal education, 12 years, you know, grade school and then to 12th grade and then 5 more years in college. And I can tell you that I have learned more at seminars, from audio programs, from reading books, and talking with other successful business people at conferences than my entire formal education. No successful business person would exclude basic selling, persuasion, and negotiating skills from those things that helped him or her along the way. A person's ability to persuade another is the only thing that will ultimately ensure a person's position in the marketplace today. Academic records, grades, resumes will not guarantee you a promotion or an advancement in life. Only the ability to sell others will guarantee that. All students should be required to learn basic persuasion skills, basic negotiating, and basic closing, and how those are fundamental to life. No other set of skills will better determine the likelihood of a person getting a job, much less being successful in life, than the ability to persuade others, negotiate successfully, and convince others to act. As an employer, I don't always hire the smartest person or the most qualified person to fill a position. I'm much more likely to hire the person who convinces me that they can do the job. I look at the person's ability to persuade before I ever look at the person's resume. The resume is dead. It's the individual that's alive. It's the individual I'll engage with every day. Hey, I'm thinking, will I like the other person? Will I like having them around me? Is this person a winner? Does this person exude confidence and a positive attitude? Can this person convince others to take action? See, I'll hire the persuasive, the positive, and the confident, hands down, over anyone who offers me a fancy resume. It has been said that almost 1/4 of population Earth is involved in selling as a career. But these people are confining their thinking to an industry and a job type. It is incorrect to think of sales in this way. Selling is an absolute must for getting along in life. Breathing, eating, and exercising are not careers for most of us. They're requirements for living and for surviving and for prospering and for making dreams come true. So it is with selling. Most books written about sales are about the career of selling, and they exclude how vital it is to life. It is elementary, vital, as important as breathing, water, and food. My wife constantly asks me, hey, how do you always seem or appear to get your way with people? And the answer is simple. Sweetie, because I want to. I get my way in life because I want a great life for us. I get my way in life because I try to get my way. Oh yeah, because I know how to sell, I know how to persuade, and I know how to close others on getting what I want. See, whether she knows it or not, my wife is one of the best salespeople I've ever met. She's passionate, persistent, and she also always seems to get her way when she tries to. And hey, it's not just with me. This book, Selling the Secret to Success, is going to teach you how to get your way in life. Chapter 2. Salespeople make the world go round. Salespeople drive entire economies. Career salespeople are vital to the dynamics of any economy. Without salespeople, every industry on the planet would stop cold tomorrow. Salespeople are to the economy what writers are to Hollywood. It has been said that even God and the devil need good salespeople. Selling is the last great, truly free enterprise opportunity available today whereby an individual can work for himself, be accountable to himself, and make his dreams come true. Literally, with a pen to sign contracts and a commitment to excel, you can become whatever you want. For those of you who are willing to commit to selling as a career and who continue to learn how to master it, there are no limits. Do so and you'll be rewarded with all the treasures that exist. Learn the great art of selling and you will never, I promise you, you will never be without work, as you are needed by others more than any other single profession. Learn how to control the entire cycle of selling from start to finish and you'll have the confidence to go wherever you want, do whatever you want, sell whatever you want, and know with complete conviction that you can have whatever you can dream of. The world stops turning without salespeople. If a product isn't sold and moved onto the public, factories stop, production stops, and there's no need for distribution, no need for storage, shipping gets reduced, and advertising stops. The burden of the entire economy of our culture today rests on the ability of salespeople. The economic engine of society relies completely on the ability to get products into the hands of consumers. If the consumer doesn't buy, that means the salespeople didn't sell, the factories don't make it. Salespeople drive products, individual businesses, complete industries, and entire economies. Like many people, I went into sales when I got out of college because I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. I decided, hey, I'll try selling until I find a quote-unquote real job. I went to sales because it was easy to get into, and I didn't have to make any life-changing decisions to do so. Even after making my decision, my family, my friends, teachers rebuked me saying, Grant, get a real job. You're wasting your education. See, the problem for me was the so-called quote-unquote real jobs didn't appear to pay quote-unquote real money, and they looked to me like boring traps that sapped the life out of people. The only thing I could associate these real jobs with were the teachers who were promoting them to me. These quote-unquote real jobs come with quote-unquote real titles like doctor, lawyer, accountant, nurse, chemist, engineer, stockbroker, chiropractor, etc. You can go on and on. They had titles, and it wasn't salesperson. See, the funny thing is, every one of these professionals had to sell themselves in order to make success in their own careers. Their success in life, doctor, lawyer, accountant, nurse, chemist, engineer, stockbroker, chiropractor, their success in life is utterly dependent on one skill more than any other, and that skill is selling. Sales or college? It's a phenomenal mistake that our culture today doesn't value selling enough to teach courses on it. Not once throughout my entire formal education was selling even introduced as an option. How respectable and desirable can the field be if it's not taught in school, I wondered. There must be something wrong with this thing called sale if it's not offered in high school or college. If the subject isn't even recognized or taught by the great learning institutions of the world, hey, it must not be a real career, right? Wrong. No one taught me about money or investing or real estate in school either, but they're very important. Just ask any rich person. See, that doesn't mean those subjects aren't valuable. They are, just as is selling. The schools don't teach people how to make marriage successful either, or how to raise children, but what could be more valuable than those things? See, many young people attending my seminars have told me they were torn between going to college and continuing with their sales career. My response has always been the same. Look, while the schools teach people very needed basics to get along in life, and the work world depends on that kind of resume that you went to school, no school can make a great person. That's not what they're there for. You will learn absolutely necessary requirements in school. You might make some great connections, but schools are not capable of making a person successful. Only by application will you or anyone become successful or great in any field. And I assure you, you will not become great in any field or highly successful in any endeavor unless you're able to sell. Survey the top 100 most financially successful people in the world today, and I dare you to find one who attributes his success to his formal education. Many of them didn't even go the traditional route of education. That is not to suggest that schools are bad or a waste of time by any means. But school is not the thing that causes people to do great things. Look around you and you will find the school systems we have today producing a workforce of people who are able to remember what they read but not able to apply what they learned. While you will learn many very needed basics, you won't learn how to, for instance, balance a checkbook, how to increase your net worth, how to save money, how to negotiate a great deal, how to communicate, how to resolve problems, or how to increase your value in the marketplace. Those things are not taught in school today. You will only learn that after school, or by seeking other information outside schools, these things like the checkbook, increasing your net worth, how to communicate, how to get your way, how to resolve problems. But the truth is, that is what most people know they need in order to really improve themselves. And that is what you have to have that is necessary to improve your abilities. Basic education, while very necessary, cannot be considered an end-all. While there are some great teachers, incredible teachers in the school systems today, it's unfortunate that due to the ridiculously low salaries, many of them are only regurgitating curriculums and forcing students to study courses and subjects that will never be used in their day-to-day lives. Ask any business owner what his greatest problem is, and it will always be the same answer. Hey, I can't find people that I can depend on, that can think independently, that can solve problems, and can increase my business and expand my company. Schools teach students English, math, grammar, chemistry, history, geography, and more, and they are absolutely necessary. But then never take the time to teach something as important as selling, persuading, and really meeting an employer's needs. The schools, for whatever reason, are just not set up to teach the things that may make the biggest difference in your life. See, I don't know why that is, but I can tell you that I know salespeople who are making more money than heart surgeons and with far less liability and much less stress. All professions rely on sales. See, I know for a fact that for a person to have a great life, they'll have to know and apply the skills of any great salesperson. You can hire a doctor, a lawyer, or an architect, but you can't get along in life without the ability to communicate, persuade, negotiate, and close. See, these skills will prove more useful and more vital than anything you'll learn from a formal education. I'm not suggesting, again, that these other areas of knowledge are not valuable and worthy, because they are. I'm only demonstrating that selling is valuable and it's a worthy and respectable profession and a vital life skill for everyone. Rather than being an hourly working worker bee, you can become a highly paid individual with no ceiling on your earning potential. While others may have decided that sales isn't a respectable career, I can tell you that I've been able to spend time with leaders in many professions, from engineers to bankers to actors to film directors to industry leaders, and they valued me as a salesperson. Every one of those people has had to build their career around selling in order to reach the top of their industry. Of those top producers in any industry, every one of them has been told that they need to study books on negotiating and selling and persuasion and have. Why? Because they understand selling is vital to their success. Every person, no matter what his profession is, relies on this thing called selling. The politician wants to appeal to you and your interests so that you vote for him in the polling booth. The public speaker is hoping to convince you or the audience that his approach is the right way. He's trying to convince you to change. The employee desiring a promotion will have to sell his boss on the idea that he deserves more money. The coach has to sell the team on the idea of actually winning the game and implementing the plays. The real estate agent must convince you to buy a house or to give him or her the listing. The mortgage broker wants you to finance or refinance for the third or fourth or fifth time. And he's selling. The banker, he wants you to invest money in the bank's mutual funds or to cross-sell his products. The waiter is selling the special of the day. The clothing person wants you to buy a suit and then load up with 3 shirts, 2 ties, and hey, don't forget the credit card right at the end of the sale. Selling never ends. It includes you and includes everyone. Those who can sell, persuade, and close are the ones who survive the best, regardless of their line of work. I'll let you come to your own conclusion about why selling is neither respected as a profession nor taught in schools. Maybe it's because there have been a handful of criminal salespeople over the years who have ruined the reputation for many. Well, these aren't salespeople, they're crooks. But you'll find criminals and con men in every field, including medicine, law, dentistry, teaching, politics, and psychiatry. I'll tell you the fact of which I am absolutely sure. No person will ever gain true power or stature in this world without the ability to persuade another. The ability to communicate and convince others is either your asset or your liability. No matter what your ambitions are in life, you're required to communicate to others. And the better you can communicate, the more people will agree with you. The more you can get others to agree with you, the more you can have your way in life. And the more you get your way in life, the more you will ultimately enjoy life. Chapter 3. Professional or amateur? This is the question. Here's the professional. Now step into my world and let me unveil the secrets of the professional seller and how you, too, can become one. Even if selling isn't your career, you should be a professional at this thing in order for you to get more out of your life. See, I tell attendees in my money seminar, look, if you want to get rich, you want to know the ultimate difference between the rich and the poor, you have to learn how to sell. I became a professional at selling when I was 26 years old. After years of research and intense study on the subject, the hard work was well worth it, and the rest of my life has changed as a result of my learning this little understood life skill. And I promise you, it won't take you 2 years. Every business I have ever started, every dollar I have ever earned, and all the great things that have happened in my life were a direct result of learning this ability called selling as a professional. 3/4 of population Earth has no clue that their success, their family's future, depend on this thing called selling. Their experiences in life and their career also depend on this thing called selling. And look, if they don't know how to sell, they can't be successful. If they don't even know that their futures are dependent, they can't be successful. See, while selling may not be your main occupation, hopefully by now, you're convinced that selling is essential to your life. Now, I want to take you to where the professional lives. See, no dream, I think you would agree, no dream can ever become a reality without successfully selling it to others. There's no shortage of dreamers on this planet. There are an abundance of people that gave up on their dream, and later someone came along and picked that dream up and sold it, and it became reality. So you need to know, first of all, the definition of a professional. This is a person engaged in a specific activity as one's main paid occupation rather than as a pastime. Now, I'm not suggesting that you have to be a salesperson as a main paid occupation, unless, of course, you understand what I'm saying here today, which is your life depends on this thing called selling. Therefore, your main paid occupation would be life itself, and you would no longer treat it as a pastime. Okay, so the definition is engaged in a specific activity as one's main paid occupation, life in this case, rather than as a pastime. See, it is my experience that 99% of all the so-called professional salespeople have only a slight idea of what selling is, much less how to actually determine and predict results. Now, I'm speaking to career salespeople. Many of you don't know how to predict results and determine make something happen. See, what I've said is not meant to offend you in any way, but to inform you. I'm not hitting you. I'm not being critical. See, if it does somehow offend you, keep reading, because sometimes the truth is tough to hear, and this book will put you in control of your profession, put you in control of your customer, help you increase your income, and transform you into a true professional. See, the real pros, the real professional, for the most part, don't even call themselves salespeople. They call themselves litigators, negotiators, moderators, business owners, inventors, politicians, coaches, fundraisers, agents, actors, entrepreneurs, financial planners, and many other things. Consider, for example, Benjamin Franklin, incredible salesperson. John F. Kennedy, superstar, stud salesperson. Martin Luther King, oh my gosh. Not many communicators better than that guy. Bill Gates wasn't a software guy. Bill Gates was a salesperson, sold you on using a PC. Martha Stewart encouraged men and women alike to get in the kitchen. These are salespeople, folks. All made a difference. All highly successful. And then there's the amateur. The amateur, the definition of amateur is one who gauges in a pursuit, a study, a science, or sport as a pastime rather than as a profession, or amateur is lacking in experience and competence in the art or science. Wow, how disgusting of a definition. Never want to be called an amateur again. But I got to tell you, I've met hundreds of thousands of salespeople over the last 25 years, most of whom were amateurs and didn't know the first thing about selling, except maybe how to spell the word sell. See, is selling a pastime to you? No different than passing time watching TV? Do you lack experience and competence in this thing called selling? If so, get honest with yourself. Are you not clear about what you're doing when and while you're negotiating? Do you struggle to get your way in life? Get honest now. This book will change your life if you get honest. Do you think there's no way you could ever be a salesperson? Do you have a disdain for this thing called selling? Oh, I could never do that. Do you hate rejection and even the idea of selling another is like, oh man, no way, I can't handle it. See, if any of these describe how you feel about selling, then me and you have some work to do, but we can sort it out together. Because I can show you how to become a professional, but you have to get clear on two things first. Selling is critical to your survival regardless of what you're doing as a career. Number two, you must decide to become a professional and give up any ideas that this is for others and not for you. So two things you have to do. It's critical. And number two, I'm going to become a professional at it, not an amateur. I need this in my life and I'm going to learn it. You have to decide that you want to start getting your way in life. You want to start winning. Quit thinking. You have to quit thinking that it's up to fate or the gods or my agent or my manager or somebody else is going to do this or the sales department will handle it. Look, it's up to you. And you will have to shift your thinking and get it that your very life and every dream that you have ever had depends solely on your ability to sell. If you're not getting your way, quit making excuses and decide now to learn everything there is to know about the only secret to success, sales. The Great Shortage. You know, for thousands of years, salespeople have been amassing wealth and accumulating riches, and those same opportunities still exist today. See, most people don't even know the masses of wealth and the accumulated riches because these people that have accumulated the riches weren't calling themselves salespeople. It isn't real to most salespeople today that they can even amass fortunes. But this is due to the short-sighted view of the opportunities available for the great and dedicated salespeople. You know, while there may or may not be shortages of water and oil on this planet, I don't know if there's a shortage. They tell me there is. Two-thirds of the planet's covered in water, and I don't know how much oil there is. I don't have any on my property, so it just seems like we keep coming up with oil. While there may or may not be shortages of water and oil, I assure you there are vast shortages of highly committed, highly dedicated, and great salespeople. This is good news for those of you who choose to become great. For those of you who become masters and professionals and great, the world waits with its fortunes. While there are hundreds of millions of people that call themselves salespeople, there are only a handful of greats. The difference between the mediocre and the great salespeople lies in being committed to the profession first. Couple that with a desire to be great and the dedication to learn the trade. Despite the popular belief that there are limits in sales, I assure you that the only limits a salesperson will face are those of his own imagination. The truth is, you can get paid whatever you want in this field with no ceiling. You can decide what products you'll sell, who you'll sell them to, and with whom you choose to work. The truly great salespeople stand out heads and shoulders above the rest and aren't even in the same profession as the masses of salespeople. They think different. They act different. They work different. To them, this thing called selling, this job, is effortless because they understand how to reach their goals and how to get their way. These people are paid immense fees compared to their peers. They make selling look easy, and others are certain that they do this because it's so easy for them because there's some gift they were born with. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. See, I've never met someone that reached stellar levels of success who got there because of some luck or some, you know, God-given talent. I've just never met it. These people that become highly successful got there because they mastered the trade of selling. When the economy crashes, the greats, the professionals, the handful, they may experience small dips in production, but they will always survive while the amateur loses their job. Great salespeople don't have ceilings on their earnings, and they know that their income depends solely on the ability to get in front of customers, make themselves known, get agreements, close a sale, and reproduce those results over and over again. Look, great salespeople aren't even stuck on one product. They can shift when markets change. Only a handful of people ever take the time to really learn this game. And only a handful of people ever truly master it. When I was 25 years old, I made the commitment to know, K-N-O-W, everything there was to know about the game of selling. I was finished with pumping myself up every morning with enthusiasm,
and hoping for great results. I was sick of the idea of the, oh, I'll just do the law of attraction thing and wish for great things. Hey, it wasn't happening. I didn't know what I was doing, and I knew it. You know, enthusiasm is great.